The Osgood File, sponsored by Assured Guarantee, protecting investors with municipal bond insurance. To learn more, visit thinkassuredguarantee.com. That's thinkassured, GUARANTY.com. This is Dave Ross. The annual sleep report from the National Sleep Foundation concludes, number one, Americans don't get enough sleep, which we already knew, and number two, the usual suspects are responsible. More after this. With all the Viagra spam out there, I can't imagine anyone would be thinking about email at bedtime. But in fact, Russell Rosenberg, vice chairman of the National Sleep Foundation, says we have all sorts of things on our minds besides sleep.
Almost 95% of those polled said that they are either watching television, texting on the phone, or doing gaming on computers in that hour just before bedtime. Some of the devices that we all think help our lives can interfere with sleep.
I clearly remember being told that once we all had a computer to handle routine tasks, we'd all be done by lunch. Plenty of time to smell the roses, take long walks, try to remember the kids' names. But no, it was all a lie.
Many Americans are accepting phone calls, texts, and emails in the middle of the night after they've already gone to bed.
Well, you know, if you're married to your job, might as well take it to bed with you and consummate the relationship. Just don't expect to get any sleep because the gizmo will reprogram your body.
Light, like from a computer screen, if you're sitting up close or gaming, it sends a signal to a part of the brain to stop producing melatonin.
And melatonin, of course, promotes sleep. This is a particular problem for teenagers. You know how much sleep a teen is supposed to get, according to the experts? 9 hours and 15 minutes a night. So there it is. We start off tired as kids. We stay tired as adults. There's an excellent chance that sometime today you will do business with, be driving next to, or eat food prepared by a really tired person. It's amazing things run it all. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Monday, March 7th, 2011.